This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
We're in Colossians chapter 3 today, where Paul the Apostle is explaining the true Christian behavior, what it means to put on the new nature by accepting Christ and letting the old nature die. We change our behavior by letting Christ live within us so that he can shape us into what we should be rather than merely what we might want to be in and unto ourselves. Verse 1 of chapter 3 of Colossians says, "If then you were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God." Now in our Living Bible, our text says, "Since you became alive again, so to speak, when Christ rose from the dead, now set your sights on the rich treasures and joys of heaven, where he sits beside God in the place of honor and power." Now, again, back to that original text, "If then you were raised together," please note that Paul began with that word, "if," that little word, if you are risen with Christ. Now, certainly that may seem today like a small and perhaps an even inconsequential thing, and yet this point will prove crucial to the remainder of the book of Colossians as well as, well, the remainder of our lives. For the directions that will follow are contingent now on the fact that you and I have experienced the crucifixion of the flesh and the resurrection of the spirit in this life. If you have, then Scripture tells us that you shall be like him. Again, in the original text, "If then you were raised together with Christ," raised together, well, that's in that in the Greek is the same word that we find back in chapter 2 of Colossians, verse 12. As you recall there, Paul wrote, "Buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." Look, our walk is therefore, again, as we began this message today, not by our doing or by our own willpower. Indeed, our walk is settled and resting upon his doing and his power. Yet I think we've kind of forgotten that we haven't lost the power of free will, the power of choice. Therefore, we need to decide whether we're going to apply this truth and are going to apply this power in our lives. If we've been reborn, if we've died and resurrected spiritually, we are told to take action, to seek the things that are above, quote unquote. So I ask you today, what does this do to your priorities, to my priorities? Well, it presents a difficult position for many of us who, though we believe ourselves to be saved, we still live for ourselves and we live for the world. Let's face it, many of us have set up an awful lot of false gods. We've deified our family and our careers and our possessions and our positions. And all of those things are not above. Verse 2 of our text in the original says, "Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are in earth." Or in the living, "Let heaven fill your thoughts. Don't spend your time worrying about things down here." So, in case we failed somehow to understand the last verse, Paul reiterates here in verse 2 where we should be looking. Instead of looking in the wrong place, where should we be looking? He says we are to be looking above. We are to look to him. These are the things we are to be living for. These are the places where our affections, our love should be placed. The tense of the Greek word "set your mind" in our original text, it is in the continual form. Well, what that means is that one's thinking has to be continually fixed on what is above. We know that Scripture tells us to walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit, not stand, not sit, but continually moving, continually walking forward. Some, you see, are seeking heaven, but I think spend very little time thinking heaven.